Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP, 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's emp180weightloss.com. Got a three-man show today. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. And right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, filling in what's going on in the sports world. Of course, front and center, Washington Capitals, Game 3 tonight, right here at Capital One.
I'm nervous, Cakes. I love the way we're playing in the series, but I think there's just no way. Are we really going to sweep this team?
I'm not.
It's hard to believe.
Sweep.
It's hard to believe.
Look, you're gonna find the most desperate Tampa Bay Lightning team that you've seen all series at this point. And even though it's a home game, I just have a hard time thinking that the Caps are gonna come out and win like 5-2. Or
yeah, me too.
6-1.
I think it's gonna be a war, and hopefully we could steal it. But I think it's gonna.
But I do think
tough.
I don't agree with John Cooper, the Lightning head coach. I think Vasilevskiy has looked shaky in this series. Now he's had some deflections go by him. The Caps have had some puck luck, but Braden Holtby has clearly been the better goalie of the two, and hopefully the Caps are able to capitalize on that going forward and get to him early again tonight.
Now, I will say this. If they do find a way to win Game 3, they are going to sweep. They're going to bury them in Game 4. But I don't see that. I just think tonight's going to be a tough one.
At a minimum, they win 1 out of 2. They're the better team. I don't see why it would discontinue.
Well, puck luck. We've been on the right side of some puck luck.
I don't feel like it's been luck. I feel like they've dominated the play.
No, but I know. But there have been a few deflections here or there or something where our pucks are sneaking in where they haven't in years past. Not to say it's been extraordinary.
They've outscored them 10-4.
Agreed.
Give them a couple chances.
Agreed. But it only takes one or two kind of squeakers for them, and all of a sudden, now you're down. It's 2-1.
But I love such a negative Nelly. In fact, they scored two goals, which everybody said were on. They were power play goals that they were on bad penalty calls.
I'm not suggesting we don't deserve to be up 2-0. We absolutely do. But it just takes one or two bad luck things for us to lose the game. That's all. We absolutely deserve to be up 2-0.
Look, they're favored tonight. They're at home. I think they should win. I get it that their road record has been better, 7-1 versus 3-3 in the playoffs thus far. I think they've been the better team, and there's no reason to believe that things would change in my mind. So I think the Caps win tonight.
Well, and by that logic, then they'll just win every game against them.
Yeah, I think that.
Your logic, they're just going to win every game. So if they had a 15 game series.
Look, I think you have down. I think you have down games.
Right.
So I think that they'll win probably in 5. They'll win one of these next two.
I hope you're right.
They could lose tonight because the other team's desperate.
Of course,
come out and play with a little more urgency. But I think the Caps. We'll have the home crowd behind them. Will be fired up, and they'll get the win.
And I love the fact that the Caps, they're being led by their superstars, Ovi and Kuzi,
both
with 19 points through the 14 games.
But also getting contributions
from
everyone.
Oh, they're getting contributions up and down, but you need your superstars to carry the big load during the playoffs, and Kuzi and Ovi have not shied away from that.
And Carlson's there. If you look at the points leaders in the playoffs.
He's way up there in points.
Ovi, Kuzi, Carlson are up there.
Carlson has 13 total points, and Kuzi and Ovi each with 19.
Yep. Phone number's 800-636-1067. Do you think the Caps win tonight? We want to hear from Caps fans.
What's the latest on the Backstrom injury? Did he practice again yesterday, or what's going on with that? Have we heard anything?
I haven't heard anything new.
Last I had heard, we talked about it yesterday, is that he practiced,
in
the power play situations or something. He was wearing a red jersey.
He was playing more than he had before, so it seems like he's progressing. Our guess is they're going to be conservative since they're up 2-0, but we'll see. I'm sure that's something you'll find out right around game time.
Carly has 14 points. I shorted him by one. I would never want to do that.
I wouldn't be conservative. I would try to step on their throats and end this thing. So if Backy could go, he's going. I wouldn't hold him out and try to
I just mean conservative in that if the hand is not completely right, you don't rush him out.
Well, he's got to be able to do all the requisite things.
Yeah.
If you can do all the requisite things, well, I'm not in the business of protecting him. Get him out there.
Interesting story came out about Alexander Ovechkin's diet. Brooks Orpik chiming in on Ovi's diet.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the guy loves Mama Lucia.
I love Mama Lucia. Hey, the
who
best Italian food I can find.
The story about the diet is Orpik said, we have a chef here who prepares pregame meals. Ovi always orders the same thing.
Chicken parm.
Mama Lucia, which is this pasta dish that's like chicken parm with noodles, bread, cheese, the kind of thing you want to take a five-hour nap after eating. He makes a big display of it, too. There's no shame. It'll be 11 in the morning, way before anyone is really thinking about eating lunch, and Ovi will walk into the dining area yelling, Mama Lucia! Mama Lucia!
Mama Lucia! Not from Mother Russia, but next best thing.
Orpik went on to say, then a few hours later, he's out skating everyone on the ice, knocking guys on their asses and sniping pucks wherever he wants.
I love carbs! I am not a carb counter! Thank you very much.
Well, he's always, I mean, he's never been skinny.
I am powerful Russian machine, never break.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Locally, some news on the Redskins front. D'Angelo Hall reportedly is retiring. He went on with Chris Russell and Nick Ashew last night, and here's what he said.
Am I done playing football? I'm probably 95% sure I'm done playing football, but I wanted to do it the right way. You know, I wanted to give the Redskins organization the respect they deserved and obviously do it with them when the time was right. I wanted to wait until I either signed my national deal with the network before I made that official announcement. And I wanted to do it at a press conference. You know, I was in L.A. with NFL Network a couple weeks ago. And I wanted to do it then, but the time wasn't right. Jason Witten had just announced. I didn't want to take anything away from him. And so, you know, I just wanted to wait for the right opportunity for myself to do it.
D'Angelo Hall, 10 seasons with the Redskins, right?
Yeah. There's no doubt that he's retiring. I mean, there's some people saying, oh, he's backing off, whatever, 95%. He's retiring.
Well, just look at the injuries the last few years. 2014, the Achilles, which is often a devastating injury. Came back from that the next year, had a toe problem.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back from that the next year, tears his ACL. That spills into 2017.
Didn't he re-tear his Achilles too?
Yeah, but that was like almost back to back.
He was going to get like a midnight snack and re-tore his Achilles.
Yeah. So, I mean, just so many injuries he's dealt with the last 4 years.
All that being said, he's been one of my favorite Redskins over the last decade. I just loved his personality. You know, he came here kind of with some, a little bit of a checkered history, mm-hmm. a little bit of baggage. Didn't really work out if it was his previous spots, especially in Oakland, where they just signed him that big deal. But I thought he was pretty much a model citizen for the most part while he was here in D.C., and he became really a fan favorite.
And I think he's going to be a guy who's going to be really excited when the legalized sports betting happens in the region. I've heard he likes to get down in the casinos. I've heard reports.
NBA Western Conference Finals started last night between the Houston Rockets, who had the best record in the NBA, and Golden State. And Golden State goes into Houston and gets a win in Game 1. Kevin Durant leads the way for the Warriors with 37 points. James Harden had 41 points in the loss. Looking at the box score, I watched the first quarter, and it was a shootout, which is what everybody expects. You know, high-scoring games. It was 119-106. At one point, and EB says he hates this brand of basketball, I thought it was awesome, the shot making, because Chris Paul would just get into these isolation plays where they run a pick and roll, and then he was just basically playing one-on-one against a big and dominating. But then on the other side, you would see Nick Young or Kevin Durant knock down a three. It was really fast-paced. Going to be a high-scoring affair. You wonder, though, if Houston doesn't beat them this year, I mean, what's going to take down this Golden State team? You mean like Houston went all analytical and they just decided as a team, as a franchise, we're not going to take many mid-range shots. Now, Chris Paul does, but other than that, they pretty much focus on threes or layups and dunks.
I think during the warm-ups they showed, I don't know if it was before this game or before a previous game, the only guy shooting from inside the arc for the Rockets was Nene shooting free throws. Everybody else, all they're doing is putting up three-pointers. Mm. They're not even practicing the mid-range or 15 or 20-footers.
So Golden State, though, who didn't have the best record, gets that win in game one, and everybody just
changed their idea that,
look, they just are the best, and you just, after a while, when you're constantly being the one seed, it's not as important to you. You know, Steph was out for certain games.
He was out. They were trying to preserve themselves for the playoffs. Right. Would they go 7-10 in their last 17? Something like that, or 10-7? Something like that down the stretch.
They basically coasted during the season and still notched 58 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, a mark that the Wizards would kill for.
Right.
They basically took the season off and still almost won 60 games.
Yeah.
That's how good they are.
What Mike D'Antoni said after the game, he said about Durant, he's 7 feet and falling away. He's one of the best scorers ever, right? So I thought he was extremely good, but we can withstand that. We can't withstand turning the ball over, missing layups, them getting out. Klay Thompson got up 15 three-pointers. We can't give him 15 threes. Mm. So we'll see if they can switch around their defense and see what happens. But, you know, look, interesting on the other side that the Celtics got game one. We'll see what happens in game two. I think game two is tonight, that they're basically just going to go every other day, but they're going to have Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals. We talked about this case a few months back. Eli Manning had that memorabilia fraud lawsuit where these memorabilia collectors were accusing Eli of saying that there was game-worn gear, but in fact, they weren't game-worn jerseys.
And helmets.
I think helmets
that he was
were
just
at the center
signing
of it. Yeah.
Other things, and apparently he settled the lawsuit. So, I mean, who knows, because I'm sure Eli will say, I just settled the lawsuit to get it done
with. They signed confidentiality agreements.
Three sports memorabilia collectors who accused Eli of providing the bogus game-worn equipment to unsuspecting fans settled their lawsuit against the Super Bowl winning quarterback on Monday, days before the case was scheduled to go to trial.
Right.
And finally, here on the Junkie Sports page, Hugh Jackson is living up to his end of the bet or promise that he made to Cleveland fans if the team went winless. He will be jumping into Lake Erie on June 1st for charity. Hopefully this will be the last time that he jumps into the lake.
Well, he's not going to make that promise again.
Well,
they're not going to go winless, but he's not going to come out with a, hey, if the Browns don't win five games, I'm going to jump in the lake again. He's over these wacky bits.
He also promised to donate $100 for every individual who jumps in the lake with him to the Hugh Jackson Foundation, which he set up a year ago to fight human trafficking.
Well, if I were him, I would have a cap on that. I would say I'll donate $100 for each person up to, I don't know, 100?
Right.
Once you get past 100, it's getting pretty pricey.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into this Caps game. Do you think the Caps win and go up 3-0? Home game tonight, 800-636-1067 is the number.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Tariq El-Bashir, Caps reporter for NBC Sports Washington, joins us at 8, and Ken Danico, NHL Network studio analyst, coming up a bit later. We're all over Caps Lightning Game 3 tonight at Capital One Arena. Puck drop scheduled for 8 p.m., probably closer to 8:15. Game 3 is going down tonight.
How many beers does John Lovell have before he sits down wherever he watches the game? I believe that's generally your bedroom.
Yes, still it is. That's
sitting the that recliner off to the left of the bed.
I wish it reclined. It's just an old man, Archie Bunker-esque type of chair that does not recline. Probably need an upgrade, but there's no beer drinking prior to the game.
Where does your daughter sit?
I wait until the game starts, JP.
Does your daughter sit on the bed?
She sits on the bed with my wife.
And nobody watches, like, downstairs where your big, silly TV is?
Nobody.
And your son's playing Fortnite in his room.
My son's playing Fortnite. He's hoping to come in first and get the Thanos skin from the Infinity War mashup. But, yeah, that's your dynamic.
You don't crack a beer until the game starts?
Not till the game starts. Like, to get in my spot, crack the first beer, probably 5 or 10 minutes into period one. See, I like to space it out, so I have basically one per period.
Now, you then walk downstairs to the kitchen to get your beer, or you have them all upstairs ready to go?
Course. What do you think? You think I have a cooler in my bedroom or like a beer fridge?
I wouldn't put it past
you. That might be a nice upgrade for my bedroom.
I wouldn't put it past
you. A beer fridge like right next
a fancy looking beer fridge?
It's a great idea.
I mean, you do have a fire ladder.
Father's Day is coming up. Maybe I ask for that. But that's neither here nor there. Yes. So like when there's a break in the action, intermission, I will go down and
You could also just have like a little igloo and put
then I'm bordering on real alcoholic. So I don't want to make that move. At least it's a little more civilized if the beer is just still in the fridge instead of a white trash cooler sitting next to my old broken down chair in my bedroom.
What do you do when the Caps score?
The tradition in the house is fist bumps all around.
You don't go yes. You don't. There's not a lot of verbal. There's
very little verbal, but here's the standard move for your boy when the Caps score. I will demonstrate for those watching at NBC Sports Washington.
All right, this is when the Caps score.
Your boy springs out of chair. He does a tiger like fist bump down towards the ground, and then he goes and gives pounds around to everybody
kids
on the bed. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Including the animals, because I'm assuming the animals are on the bed.
If the animal's on the bed, they get a little pound, like either to the midsection or to the paw.
Hilarious.
Even
that's
Amy?
Just the move. That's just the way it works.
Does Amy get a fist bump, too?
Of course.
Does she sit there and watch?
Of course she watches.
She's knee-deep into it, yeah.
Is she watching or being held captive?
Yeah, well, she's actually watching. She is paying attention. Now, she might also
an iPad?
Full disclosure, she might have an iPad and something else might
be
going on
in the background. It's more background
for
her.
I get it.
She's paying
attention
to about 80%, 85%.
The dynamic.
Last night, I was kind of holding her captive to watch part of the Jets' Golden Knights game, the Western Conference final. I turned on the TV. She goes, "Hockey?" Like, with a question mark in the end.
Right.
That's the question when, like, she understands Caps being on at all times. It's fine. Then she's like, "Hockey? The Caps aren't playing?" I'm like, "Hey, it's Western Conference Final. Got to see what's doing."
Now,
I guess a prospective possible opponent.
Next Monday, though.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this is true, but next Monday might be The Bachelor. Now, that would bounce the Caps, right? Does she ever control it?
Let me see. Bachelor versus
he's
going to
watch the Caps. No, he will watch the Caps.
Here's what would happen.
She could DVR that.
It'll be DVR'd.
Yeah.
We'll watch the Caps together, and then she would probably watch The Bachelor the next day.
But if it was the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Winnipeg Jets, I'm saying The Bachelor takes precedence.
Yeah,
Bachelor
would win over
the Knights. Yeah,
but not over the Caps.
Because I have a very cursory interest in the Western Conference Final. I want to see what's going on. I want to know who's leading in the series, but I don't need to sit there and watch every game.
1-1.
And look at all the white jerseys and the whiteout in Winnipeg.
Because I have seen commercials. It may not be The Bachelor. I think it's The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Which is coming up.
I'm not even sure. I don't know.
You know, you're breaking my balls earlier, but I'm just seeing this morning about talking about puck luck going the Caps way. Neil Greenberg wrote something, apparently, yesterday in the Washington Post about it, that they're finally lucky, but also good in the playoffs. I do believe they deserve to be up 2-0. They've outplayed them.
Right, I'm saying, but even if you subtract the puck luck, I still think they win.
Okay, but I'm not
be closer.
I'm not certain that every game's going to have that disparity. You know, if they play equally as well, and then you throw in a little puck luck, you could be on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, I just look at, they won the first game 4-2. I think they could have won by more. They won the next game 6-2. And
with the controversial
most people are
calls
saying that those two calls were garbage.
But I don't know how they do this, but you know, they do have a stat. It's called PDO, which I don't even understand it, but it's...
it's a fancy stat.
It's a fancy stat that adds a team's shooting percentage and their save rate at even strength, and that seems to be their best indicator for puck luck. And when you take that into account, the Caps right now have the highest puck luck they've had over the past decade in the playoffs.
I like it.
And the 11th highest... for any playoff team over the past 10 years.
Let's hope it continues.
Only the Vegas Golden Knights. See, the Golden Knights might be running a little hot.
Yeah.
Only the Vegas Golden Knights.
They're an expansion team, and they're about to be in the Stanley Cup Final if they have three more wins.
Yeah, but they're not just good. They're benefiting from the best puck luck in the playoffs this year.
Right.
In 2018.
I don't know. I think some of these fancy stats are accurate and are... very worthy of looking at. And then others, maybe you have to discount because all year we kept hearing that according to all the stats, the Corsi, the high danger, and all these things, the Caps weren't very good.
Except that
turns out that
Neil,
maybe they are pretty good.
No, but Neil accounts for that by saying, now those stats are looking good.
Right.
So those stats that indicated this doesn't perform well in the playoffs, those stats have improved.
This maybe will drive everybody nuts who's big into analytics. Maybe the wins are the thing that matters the most. Because even if they were winning squeakers, like their goal differential wasn't that impressive. And people were like, well, they're probably counterfeit because they win all these squeakers and win these overtime games, overtime games. They're not winning, you know, by great margins. But they were winning.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the difference, though, is that what a guy like Neil, I think, would say is those Corsi percentages and those numbers that indicate success improved dramatically in the playoffs. So they were winning squeakers despite some poor analytics. Now the analytics are actually in their favor. So, I don't know. Let's go to Dave in Warrington. Dave, what's up, buddy? Ooh. You're all the junkies.
Dave's in the tunnel.
Dave, are you there?
I'll have to put him on hold and get a new connection.
Let's go to Lee.
800-636-1067. You want to chime in?
In Baltimore. Lee, what's
up? Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing, guys? I just want to say I think we can run the table. I'm being a little bit more cautious but optimistic. And I look at the Knights and Winnipeg. I think Winnipeg's the better team even though they lost last night. But I think the Caps could beat either one of those teams. I think our division is a stronger division. And one other thing. Why have they not signed Barry Trotz? The guy's an incredible coach, and I'm just wondering of what they're waiting on, you know?
Well, it's been something that we've discussed for a while. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
I don't know if it's just that maybe Barry Trotz is looking for something outside of the Caps organization. Maybe he wants to be like a GM or like a front office position back in Nashville or coach elsewhere. I don't know. I don't know if it's just a rift between him and Brian McClellan, that there's some disconnect there.
Well, we've heard
it is kind of weird.
We've heard that McClellan they're not necessarily all on the same page.
Right.
But we've also heard that Trotz is also, you know, he wants to see what his options are too.
Sure.
So it's kind of a mutual thing.
It doesn't hurt him at this point to wait because his leverage
he's not gonna sign anything now.
Yeah, if you're Trotz, why would you? Why would you even look at it?
You're not even going to broach it right now.
You're in no rush to sign anything.
Well, at this point, too, you don't take your eye off the ball.
Yeah.
Both parties.
Right,
of course.
We're
not interested in doing some sort of contract negotiation.
They're not talking contract right now, no.
And I can't remember what guest we had on. It might have been Craig Lachlan or Alan May who said something to the fact that the team's philosophy, and it might be coming from McClellan, is almost a prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with a lot of the free agents that are coming up that they want to see how they perform in the playoffs and the head coach.
Yeah. I personally would have probably locked him up before. I don't think you let a lame duck coach this deep. I think you're going to lose him. I think you've already alienated him to that point.
I don't know.
But we'll see.
I could see him coming back, especially if they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
He deserves to be back.
Because even if he has something going on with the front office and he doesn't love it, they see things differently. What team is he going to find that is Stanley Cup ready? You know what I mean? It's hard to find teams like that.
Right.
And if a team's Stanley Cup ready, most likely they're not going to have a vacancy at the head coaching spot.
Right.
Like, it's not going to just come open.
But let's talk about there's going to be more dramatic turnover, right? Because Carlson's probably going to move on. He's going to get a huge deal, right? Beagle is up, as Cakes is talking about. He's making a lot of money for himself the second half of the season and the whole season in general.
Yeah.
Right? Who else?
He's
who
like
else
a fourth line guy, but he's going to make a nice contract for himself.
None of the big boys, though.
They might say that we're not gonna, we can't afford that.
Right. The big boys are mostly locked up.
Okay, but
Holtby,
those are two
Ovi,
more.
Cousy.
Grubauer's going to move on, but they apparently have another guy in waiting. Okay. Grubauer. Whatever. Let's go to Dustin. Dustin, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, boys?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good.
Hey, do you think it's a lock that you take Lars Eller off the second line if Backstrom can play tonight?
No, we had somebody on yesterday. I can't remember. It's escaping me, but maybe it was Neil Greenberg that said that Eller's going to stay put.
And there were some quotes from Trotz when asked about it that kind of indicated that. He didn't say that was definitely
going to break up that line,
but he kind of indicated that that was probably the likely outcome,
right?
That Eller would stay with the second line.
Let's go to Doug.
Eller, by the way, another key player.
Playing great.
Third line center, typically, signed a 5-year deal this year.
At a very team-friendly rate. He didn't go out on the market and shop himself. I think it was a 5-year, $3.5 million average annual value. It's a nice deal for him.
So there'll be some turnover, but outside of Carlson, I don't think any of them were key players.
Doug, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
All right, so listen, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, but a huge Caps fan, but part of me is hoping they don't win 4 straight because I don't want to see a lull in action and momentum while they wait for their opponent.
What is going on in the
other
series?
1-1.
It's 1-1.
Got tied up last night. Vegas won on the road in Winnipeg.
Right.
I'm not worried about that. If they were to sweep the Lightning, I don't think it's detrimental because I don't believe that much in momentum outside
of it. Doesn't seem to
within
be momentum.
The game sort of framework.
Yeah.
Especially in hockey. It doesn't seem like a lot of momentum.
There's momentum
over.
Within a game.
Yeah.
There's not momentum game to game, in my opinion.
I don't think you want to just carry an opponent around for an extra game or two just so that you're still playing.
No way.
Especially in a physical sport like this.
Step on their throats and bury them.
In a physical sport like this, why risk injury and play an extra game or two?
Believe me, they could use the extra days to heal.
They could use the rest. There's no doubt about it.
100%.
800-636-1067 is the number. Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals insider from NBC Sports Washington, will join us at 8. Coming up next, though, we'll open up the entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Time to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Break things up here a little bit. Amidst all the Caps hoopla right before game 3.
There's hoopla, my friend.
And they are entertaining.
They definitely are entertaining.
Definitely.
Especially with boat racing their opponent.
Definitely more entertaining than yesterday's EP. Ooh, that one was a dud.
Are you still doing your bit for John DePompa with the face shots?
I did one at. I used to do it after every Caps game, but after all the soul-crushing playoff losses, I determined at the outset of this campaign that I wouldn't do it after every Caps playoff win, but I had to throw one in after the series-clinching victory against the Pens. It's my only outlier. Might have to save another one.
Follow you on Twitter, Money Metal Cakes.
Correct.
All right, boys, let me see here. It's been quiet. You know, I could care less about this stupid royal wedding, you know, with, is it Harry and Meghan Markle?
Correct.
The only reason why there's any intrigue at all is I do find the chick attractive, right? Mm-hmm. So anytime you see a picture of Meghan Markle, I kind of look at it. I don't know why. I guess because I'm a heterosexual male. But there's been some drama. Apparently, her father was set to walk her down the aisle for this big grand royal wedding, which I think is supposed to happen maybe like this weekend. I think it's like coming up. Is it Friday, we said?
Friday.
And the father apparently had secretly cut a deal with the paparazzi to set up some sort of stage photo op or whatever.
Yeah.
And the royal family found out. And what do you think they did?
Paparazzi.
They disinvited the guy.
Well, of course.
They disinvited the bride's father.
Why is he trying to nickel and dime with a paparazzi deal?
Paparazzi.
His daughter is marrying into the British royal family. What is he doing?
Right.
Just trying to capitalize.
Right.
Stop it.
Well, I think they're nubs. I think the reason is because they're a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, they have a
it's like they're marrying like Valdez marrying into the royal family.
They're like the Markle family's super nubs. I didn't know.
Yeah, they all hate each other.
She was just like a regular actress. I mean, not like a super accomplished actress.
Correct.
Like Lifetime type movies.
Well, no, she had a regular gig on Suits.
Okay, that was a show.
Well, she had
on
a
USA.
Regular gig, but I mean, she wasn't some superstar.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you know,
right, she's not Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she was married as
somebody
some
never
dog.
Heard of her before.
Not really.
I had never heard of her before. She was about to marry Prince Harry.
Yeah, I think she had an obsession with like the royal family or something, and maybe it was her dream. I don't know. Is it a dream for girls to like? Do American girls care about that stuff? Like to marry a prince or something? Like, is that really like a real thing?
Or
is that
like
fantasy? I mean, that's every girl's fantasy. Yeah.
It really is.
Yes, like, to be princess.
On. Here in the United States, who cares about the dumb royal family over there? I mean,
maybe
it has no
not,
relevancy
but,
in our world.
No, but
I don't know why it would be an American dream.
Because our kids
Cinderella.
Grow up with exactly. They grow up with dolls and want to go to Disney World. It's princesses.
In my house, we don't really have dolls and stuff.
They
we
never
really
were into
that.
Princesses. Your daughters,
maybe, but I don't. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, my two daughters,
Cinderella. Okay, now
they do not have a fantasy of marrying a prince.
Okay,
I promise you that.
I get it now, but when they were 3, 4, 5 years old,
I don't think
I guarantee
so.
They were into Ariel.
Sure, but they were not into the royal family.
Or,
they couldn't identify any of them.
Right, Sleeping Beauty.
It's just bizarre.
Well, it's not being into the royal family. It's being a princess or marrying
okay,
a prince.
When you're 3 or something,
or living in a castle.
Outfit, I get it. I just don't see the relevancy. This woman, from what I understand, Markle, would go around and did social media posts about it.
My wife's stoked.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird.
Although I asked my wife, Laura, last night
if
she would be sized to be a princess.
It'd be a horrible.
She said, I couldn't wear yoga pants, not sized.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Well, hold on. Do you understand the burden? I mean, God, you have money. You never worry about money. You probably have the access to the best doctors and everything. You probably live a long life. It's a horrible life. You just got to do public appearances all the time. You got to do ribbon cuttings. You got to kiss babies. I mean, you're not working. You're not digging ditches.
You got to go. You have to go into war-torn countries and pretend that you care.
Right. You got to be with all the sick people. And
yeah, they could sneeze on you
every day.
You don't even get to wear a surgical mask
honestly,
when you go in.
Horrible life. Would rather be Matt Valdez.
I'm actually kind of psyched for Friday.
This is Matt Valdez.
You're going to watch it?
Why? Is it on TV here?
Oh, 100%.
No,
it's a lot.
Every
channel is going to have coverage.
Every channel
is
going to have it?
Yes. The Americans are still obsessed with the British monarchy for whatever reason.
I have no interest other than Meghan Markle's kind of attractive.
Princess Diana, Prince Charles' wedding, one of the most viewed shows of all time.
That certainly was. But that was a different era where we didn't have 9 billion channels. I feel like we've grown up. No? Maybe not.
Yeah, but I think it's silly there's an American invading the royal family.
She's a hillbilly. Who cares?
By the way, how much was
she's
her
an
pops?
Embarrassment.
How much was her pops standing to gain from the paparazzi?
Was she married before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that ex is all bitter. I'm not sure why, but.
The brother's bitter.
Here's why he's bitter. Because she's definitely upgrading.
Yeah, upgrading.
I mean, not only is she upgrading, she's marrying a prince. A guy that can be the king of England.
Right. But I don't know at what point she donked him off.
Oh, he probably gets whored as far as
the
line
he's like 16th in line.
Like, unless his brother, like, donks off.
He's the AWOD of the royal family, basically. But still.
Yeah. I don't know.
Gingers.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it at all. I think it's a horrible life. You have money, but ugh.
His older brother's a dead ringer for CK, by the way.
Yes.
That's his doppelganger.
Right.
Prince
William.
Prince William, yeah.
Right. All right, we talked about him. Cue the fool, who our guy, Tom Mooney, is represented here with some of his cases here in PG County. Has signed a big record deal, Cakes, with Roc Nation.
Thomas C. Mooney be clutch. He told us that this guy was going to be a big thing. But you don't sign with Roc Nation if you're dubs.
Telling you, when you played this, I went, wow, this is pretty good. Cue the Fool's looking to take his rap career to the next level. On Monday, that's yesterday, Roc Nation announced a new record deal with the 21-year-old rising star.
Too bad they're garnishing his first record deal. It's all going to Tom Mooney for all his legal representation.
See, Valdez's bit is any song we play now, he just plays fart sound effects.
He just wants Drab to laugh.
He's trying to
make
Drab
laugh.
It's
the easiest way to make Drab laugh.
I don't know. I would love to have him in studio.
You know how you said if you bring up Ernie, it'll make me instantly laugh?
Yeah.
If you play a fart sound effect, it will make Drab laugh.
Donk. We have audio of John Cena, and I don't know if he's doing a bit or he's being sincere, but I guess he did the Today Show with Kathy Lee and that Hoda, And
Hoda's grinding, right? She does the morning show.
Yeah.
And then she chills for like an hour maybe, and then she has to do the show with Kathy Lee.
My understanding is she's doing both. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know what her exact schedule is.
Cry me a river. Isn't she guzzling wine with Kathy Lee during one of those hours?
I think it's just a prop now.
Are you kidding me?
They used to really pound it. And I think it was like red wine. Now it looks like it's clear. Probably water.
Okay.
Who knows what's going on? But John Cena apparently did this interview, and he's talking to – he's like – He's saying all these great things about, was it Nikki Bella?
Yes.
The one that he was engaged to.
He's regretful. He apparently had a 75-page contract when they got together. And she, part of that contract, we talked about it, was she had to move her stuff out within a day, like once they break up.
Hey,
she'd be living
in his
house.
It's in the contract.
Like,
she signed
it. Get out of here.
She signed it.
So he's talking about the breakup and where he is right now. And apparently he's making all the girls swoon.
For anyone out there speculating on like what I'm doing with my life now, I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended. There's been a lot of speculation recently about me being seen in public, and everyone's thinking like, oh, John Cena's enjoying the single life. No, I was supposed to be married and have a honeymoon over these 2 weeks. It's the first time in 15 years that I've taken a vacation.
He needs to get on the Jocks vacation
schedule. I don't know why women would be swooning.
Yeah, what was so, I thought you said he was all emotional.
He sounded very logical.
No, wasn't a clip.
No, chicks are swooning because he's going on the Today Show and declaring his love for this girl that they broke up and he's still
that
in love with her.
That didn't sound that great.
I think the big thing is, from what I read about it, is he originally said he didn't want to have kids. And she was okay with that and was willing to marry him and not have kids. And now this might be a wrestling bit. It might be a TV, because they've got their own little TV
show.
Yeah,
it's just a work.
It could be a work. But then she said she'll marry him without wanting to have kids. And then they broke up because she said, you know what? I can't marry you because I want to have kids.
Right.
Well,
and I think he's flipped now and theoretically
now he's
misses
open to
her
it.
And says, you know what? I should give her kids because that's what she wants.
Did you hear her reaction on like Extra? So the guy.
No, I did not.
So the guy from Extra read.
That. Here's her reaction.
No, it's good.
Okay, so what was the reaction? We have it?
He was talking to you. And he was talking to you. Did you see it?
Oh my God, no.
So he said, I love her. I want to be with her. I want to be the father of her children. We still talk. It's all messed up.
That's wow. Sad. Well, I'm speechless. That's crazy. Yeah.
How are you all feeling? New show.
Yeah. Didn't sound like he's winning her over.
Hey, she hates him.
Yeah. She wasn't really broadsided there from the sound of it. She was very matter of fact. Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, well, she sounds like she is over his ass.
You should have seen her face.
Three,
really? Bitter. She
two,
was bitter.
Yeah.
I've watched that show with my wife. They're never together. Like wrestlers.
Hold on. You've watched which show?
The Bella show, whatever it's called.
Total have you Bellas? Watched more than one episode?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Your viewing, your TV viewing habits are fascinating.
Wife.
Well, I do too. And they're usually dropping a puck on a pond of frozen ice. You guys are hitting each other.
We don't let our wives pick. We pick.
Now, I do watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Don't get me wrong.
You're into it.
Yeah. I was.
You're into it.
I'm very regretful because about 4 years ago, I was out. I said, I'm done with this show. It's stupid. It's the same thing over and over again. I got sucked back in.
I'm starting to think JP has one TV in his house.
Wouldn't be surprised. Well, he's got one. I'm sure he's got one in his bedroom because I know most people do.
I have four TVs.
Yeah, that's and the kids each have one.
Not actually. Yeah, Dylan has one, but it's only
for gaming. The Xbox.
Yeah,
so maybe five. So you have one in the basement, one in the main room, one in the bedroom, and then each kid. So is that five?
Four. I have four.
Oh, okay, not one in the basement. One correct. In your main level.
Our basement is not really a true basement. It is a studio. It has a ballet bar, and,
right.
It's become a baby's playroom.
Right. All right, Drabby, this last story here, I want you to pay attention to this. STDs, you think that they're a myth, that they're not the real, that they don't exist, reach an all-time high in California. Listen to this. The California Department of Public Health said yesterday that more than 300,000 cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and early syphilis were reported last year just in California.
Syphilis is still a thing?
A 45% increase from 5 years ago.
It's pretty high.
Chlamydia and gonorrhea rates are highest among people under age 30. That means you, Adam Epstein. Now, the good news is you're not sexually active. That's the good news.
Not by choice.
But if you were, they're urging people to use condoms and get tested regularly. I have a question for Adam Epstein. Okay. When was the last time you had sex without a condom?
Well, I don't know. It was a while.
Do you
use protection every time.
You do?
Yeah.
You always insist on that.
Right.
When was the last time you've been tested for a sexually transmitted disease?
In college.
In college.
Yeah.
Was that
That's
by
one, one test he passed.
you're assuming.
I'm just assuming.
Did you pass the test?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, when the problem will really blow up is when the male pill finally gets approved. Supposedly, they're very close to a male birth control pill. Mm-hmm. And what guy's ever going to use
then it's
a condom?
On.
Well, yeah. I would still use if I was single because you don't want her to get STDs.
Crabs.
Yeah, you don't want crabs.
But guys are going to roll the dice.
You want like warts on your dong?
Guys are going to roll the dice.
You know how pretty mine is?
Yeah, you don't want
a
solid.
Warty dong.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is beautiful. I don't want a zitty on that thing.
The one sort of crab that Valdez doesn't like.
All right, remember a little later in the show, Ken Danico from the NHL Network. But next, we get into Caps Lightning with Tariq El-Bashir, Capitals reporter for NBC Sports Washington, here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.